All right, Mercer County, champions of the Lincoln Trail Conference Tournament in boys basketball in 2023, a 65-43 winner over Rova Williamsfield in the tournament championship game. Talking now with Mercer County head coach Tim Seedam. And coach, I guess first off, just what do you think of winning the conference tournament championship the first time it's been done for Mercer County since 2010?
I mean, history-wise, that's kind of wild. I think 13 years. And I've been back in the area and watched some Mercer County basketball, and I think there's been some really good teams, really good athletes and stuff like that. But you can tell our guys came out in the first quarter and was really willing and ready to play at a high level. And they threw a lot of punches in the first quarter, and our guys had an answer for every little thing and extended in a huge lead in transition. And I think the stamp where we made them call a couple timeouts, and the one where I think Colby got out in transition, we talked to him in the locker room like, I want their big having to run the floor like an animal. And I think Colby took that to heart, and he got a really good reward tonight.
Yeah, talking about Colby specifically, now he played a phenomenal game on both ends of the floor. He scored 13 points. He's matched up with, you know, a kid who scored over 1,000 points for his career, 18.5 points per game for Graham White, finished with 2 points tonight. And the other thing for Colby, he committed just one foul, and it was late in the game, and it wasn't even on White. So overall, you know, both ends of the floor, I would say probably, you know, based off of who he's playing against tonight, probably his best performance of the season.
And I had no idea some of the stats that you're throwing out to realize it was at that level. I knew he did a huge job on that guy, but I did not know he was limited to 2 points in the game. So when you talk about what we expect him to do on both the offensive and defensive end, I mean, he is a top-notch caliber kid, and as a junior, I'm excited for him coming back next year, knowing that he's willing to take on the workload, because we put him in a lot of tough spots defensively to match up on any big that anybody else has. And tonight, like you said, biggest test of the season, that White kid is a ton. And what he did to us last year at our place, I would have said he was an all-stater, you know.
So, you know, you touched on it a little bit in, you know, your initial response. A big first quarter, led it 21-11, scoring 21 points. I think led by as many as 13 in the first quarter before they hit a three kind of at the buzzer to cut it back to 10. But, you know, it's almost become a common occurrence where you're scoring more than 20 points in the first quarter of the last couple of games. You know, I'd say back to that first matchup with Knoxville. So what have you seen that's been such a key to some of these fast starts offensively?
Well, big idea is I think we're getting a decent opportunity to limit the other team's possessions. So what I'm saying is what we've been doing on the off or the defensive end, speeding them up and lighting them up in the full court, I think that's been a huge key to us getting more offensive possessions. And it takes teams sometimes a little bit of time to kind of get used to it. I mean, you can simulate the 1-2-2 in practice, but if you don't run it as a program, it's hard to simulate a team that does all the time. So it takes a little bit of time to get used to that. So those added possessions are huge, and I think the energy our guys have brought out in the first quarter, really in the stretch you're talking about, has been super high energy physically and mentally. They're on page where we're calling actions, and it's boom, boom, boom to our script right away.
And talking about some of the supporting cast around Owen Relander tonight, you had, I think, two stretches where in the first quarter, Lucas Collison scored 8 points kind of in the blink of an eye. And then in the third quarter, Chase Olson made three threes to score nine kind of in that same quick span. So when you have both of them, you know, kind of having outbursts like that in the game, I know that's got to help a lot. And I think as you've seen the season progress, the outside shooting is getting a lot more consistent for this group.
Yeah. No, we look at the weapons that we have on our team. I think we have a lot, and I think we have some that even haven't even been on display yet in games. But when they all show up in a game together, we're going to be a ton to play against, and I think teams are going to struggle to shut us down for sure.
And talking about Owen Relander tonight, I think I've noticed this a lot as the season has progressed. He's matured so much where I think, you know, obviously the scoring numbers are what sticks out, but he does a great job rebounding the ball. And then I think as this season has moved on, he has become such a good passer too, where I think, you know, maybe earlier in his career where maybe he didn't have as much trust in his teammates, he would maybe force some things. But like tonight and you know, throughout the tournament too and throughout the season, he's doing a much better job of kind of taking what's given to him, and when it's not there, finding the open man. So overall, is that something you've kind of noticed from this season from him?
Yeah, I mean, his growth overall as a player, I mean, I'm extremely fortunate to have him as a freshman step in and get big varsity minutes to where, you know, he's been a varsity starter ever since, I think, January of his freshman year, to where now at the close of that, like, he knows inside and out what we're doing mentally, and he helps direct stuff. But we preach it and we talk about it as our team, just make the correct basketball play. You don't have to force. If you feel like you're forcing it, the next step of who's there and what's going on, the action's ready. So just be there to make the next play and make the great decision.
We just took a group picture here. I would say I'm an honorary coach, right?
Absolutely. Practice on Monday. Make sure you're there.
So as we wrap up our conversation here, I know it's nice to win the conference tournament championship, but also, you know, another milestone tonight, getting win number 20. I know it's the first time you've done that here in Mercer County. So, Yeah. You know, I know 20 wins is kind of the mark of a successful regular season. So what does that mean, getting win number 20 tonight?
I mean, it's just one of another, like, milestone in the progress of what you want to do. But I know it's cliche, but I always talk about it. Like, the wins and losses take care of itself, and I got to humble myself because, I mean, it was only 4 years ago, the season where I think we had five my first year, that winning doesn't come easy, and you put the time and the effort and the work in, and it can happen. But the idea of hitting that, obviously, is awesome for our kids and awesome for our program. I think it does send a stamp to where, even looking out here in the crowd, like, I can see some of our youth players and our junior high players and just the culture of basketball. Like, it's fun when you're doing that stuff, and people want to be a part of it when you're doing it the right way.
And just last question, you know, what if, we talked about this a little bit Tuesday night with the semifinal atmosphere, but I think, you know, playing in the conference tournament championship is even, you know, I think maybe more of an atmosphere. Like, I think you can feel it in the air. There's more of a postseason feel than maybe even playing, you know, for a championship, you know, like at Orion or at earlier in the year, and even like, you know, the holiday tournament championship games. I don't think that there's a feel quite like this. So talk a little bit. Ew, big crowd tonight, great atmosphere. What about the feel in the gym tonight?
The idea of the conference tournament, I'll tell you, like, a couple years ago, I would have been somebody that maybe I'm down on it or whatever, but coming in here in the first moment, I flipped the switch. Would have been the semifinal night when we walked in. The game before us was Rova and Stark County, and both crowds going wild, and that was a great game. And just the intensity of what that game is, it was not a regular season basketball game. It very much felt like regional championship time, sectional level type games, and I think those are great for our programs and our conference. I know this tournament's been pretty long standing, but just the feeling and preparation, the way that it will help you for postseason, is huge.
All right, Mercer County wins it over Rova Williamsfield in the Lincoln Trail Conference Tournament Championship game, 65-43. Mercer County head coach Tim Seedham, nice going tonight, and congrats on the conference title.
Thanks a lot, Ty. We'll see you Monday.
And we're back with more on WRMJ after this.